Of all the qualities you'd want in your neighborhood, violence isn't one of them. Yet with tensions and anxiety high in communities around the country and even around our state, what should a community do to reduce violence with safety and justice? That question is the basis for a national issues forum this week at the state capitol. UH Urban and Regional Planning Professor Dolores Foley is one of the organizers. She's in our studio now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This idea that we have to be safe. What does safety really mean in a community? How safe can we be, and how much is a community responsible for its own safety? All of those ideas and questions seem to be the basis of what you're asking people to consider. Is that a question that they're really prepared to consider now?
I don't know if they're prepared, but I think it's a very subjective thing, and I think we do need to talk about what does safety mean to us as an individual and as a community, and what can we do to make so it's not somebody else's responsibility. It's all our responsibility.
In some ways, talking about something that is so personal and so necessary is also really difficult for people to do. And in trying to engage them in a conversation about this, I'm very curious what your response has been when you've had some community outreach and tried to talk about this in fits and spurts. Are we really believing that we are in some ways as unsafe as we really are? Or are people still perpetuating the myth that, well, Hawaii is different and we don't really need to worry about it so much?
I think there are. There is that aspect that we are different. We're not Ferguson. But I think, on the other hand, people are afraid. People do see violence, even on a small scale or even on a large scale. But I think the point is we have to talk about what it means to us and what we can do, how do we interact with police? How can we expand community and police relationships? How can we de-escalate violence? And what can we do? So the important part of it's always set up instead of having a panel of experts talking about what we are here and what it is on the mainland or what institutions are doing is really to explore. We start with a short video that's produced by the Kettering Foundation and National Issues Forum that sets out the issues. But then it's really about let's go through these options. And there's not just one option. We go through three options and ask people to really consider all the possibilities there are under each of the options and what are the trade-offs. What can be done by institutions, by us together, and so to really bring those forth. And I think these forums are happening all across the country. There's a 40 scheduled right now across the mainland with the idea of listening to people from all different cities and places and communities, and then they bring all this information together in May. To legislators back in Washington. But the idea is that people have to talk about it within their own community. So there's a lot of room for saying, well, what do we think here in Hawaii?
And then to turn that around with information that will come back to Hawaii that would be Hawaii specific. We know that we're already seeing incidents of road rage. Think about the one, the very recent one from last weekend. It's not as if we know that or don't know that these things are happening here. But how does this information all filter back into the communities at a very deep and personal level where communities can make different choices and not just be sort of a funnel for a great deal of information that winds up in Washington?
I think we do have to think about what are those initiatives that we can do. I mean, I remember, 20, 25 years ago, we had the Live Aloha. Right. And so part of it was saying, well, we're not as nice on the road or whatever. But we've seen that get increasingly worse and more violent. So, again, there are things. OK, what could we do as a community? How can we work with the police? How can we work with our institutions? And how can we work within our neighborhoods to say, what can we see, stop? What can we intervene? There's all these different options, and a lot of them have, potential negative consequences. And if you intervene, Are you a danger? So a lot of people don't want to intervene. But, you know, what's the cost of not intervening?
There's also the social or cultural component to that about not getting into somebody else's business. You may not like it. There may be a fight in the street. There may be a couple arguing. We have a lot of issues surrounding domestic violence. But the idea of how much do you engage, how much responsibility do you take for the safety of your street, your neighborhood, your community, your city, and I mean just bringing it outward, that's tough for people when they already feel that there's so much coming at them, particularly now.
But I think if we do that, not just like that's my individual choice, but that's how do we need to think about this in a group, in a community, in a neighborhood? So you're not alone thinking about that. So you see an issue.
Earlier in the program when we talked to Gino Diaz and I asked him something similar, he said, well, that's when you get out and you start to work with other people. That's the only way that you're going to move through the feelings of being depressed or unable to do anything about something that seems so large and so unwieldy. But if you go on a one-to-one level and realize that there is something that you can do for someone else, that becomes the conduit back into not only your own humanity, but your own engagement.
And I think that's the benefit of forums like this, where people then hear other people's perspectives and say, well, I never thought of it that way, or how can we work together? And hopefully that initiatives come out of this, where people are willing to work together to solve some of these issues.
What would make you feel that this was a successful forum?
Well, one of the things is in past forums is I talk to people afterwards and they say, you know, I didn't really change my mind so much as I heard a perspective and I listened and I really understood the other point of view. And then we went forward and we did X, Y, or Z as a result. So you see people reacting in different ways, but they come out of it being feeling more empowered that, well, maybe there is something I can do.
Small victories is what I hear.
Small victories.
All right. Well, here's to small victories then. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dolores Foley is a professor in the Department of Urban and Regional Planning at UH. Along with several other institutions, UH Manoa's College of Social Sciences is sponsoring a National Issues Forum Institute event on safety and justice. How should communities reduce violence? The public forum will be held on Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hawaii State Capitol.